To me, how does the NCAA kind of continue to act as if, and maybe they're not, but with all the legalization happening, how do they act like this isn't happening? How do they not have any sort of like solution or thought process as to the gambling side of it? Because so many people are tuning in to college basketball and college football because they have money on it. I mean, the NCAA has to think about a solution to this, right?
Well, I mean, if you think about it from their perspective, they absolutely do have a thought process about it. And it is, I mean, you're talking about asking a billion-dollar enterprise to kill the fatted calf or the golden goose or whatever colorful animal metaphor you want to choose. But, you know, of course they don't want to legalize sports betting because that's one step closer to recognizing that these athletes are, in fact, de facto employees. And you're talking about an organization that openly admits that they created the term student athlete out of thin air to avoid paying workers' compensation benefits to football players who were injured. I mean, this is it is the logical fallacy upon which the NCAA lives. And I think you're right. They realize that they're at a tipping point where college athletes and especially revenue sport athletes, they're starting to they know their value, but they are starting to realize the power they yield. I mean, it's not related to betting, but the University of Missouri's football team got an entire chancellor fired or president fired because they stood up and said, we're not going to play this game until you address racism on the campus. They literally got an entire leader of a university system fired. And the Maryland athletes, when they realized Durkin was being brought back after the tragedy of Jordan McNair, those players, I don't know that Durkin is not gone if not for the players that stood up and recognized that. So going back to your original question about how the NCAA can continue to deny this, they almost have to because they have gone, if you'll excuse the gambling pun, they've gone all in on the facade that is amateurism. And if they concede that anything that makes it look like these athletes are employees or equates them to how professional athletes are treated, they know they have a problem.